Well, once again, I thought it was it was a great job by our players this week. These guys really, worked hard on our preparation. Denver's a real hard team to get ready for. They're a real good football team, and they had the extra time after the Thursday night game and all that, so we knew that they'd be, really have us tuned in. But I thought, our guys worked hard after the Bear game. We turned it around quickly, came out tonight, and played well in all three phases. Again, got another big play in the kicking game. Thought that was big for us. The turnovers, the fourth down stops on defense. It's a hard team to stop, and they have a great offensive team, great quarterback, they're well coached. We've got to give our players a lot of credit for the way they competed out there tonight, and just hung in there, series after series after series, and went toe to toe with that group. So. Really proud of the way that they played. We got a long way to go. 7 wins isn't going to get anything in this league, so we're going to have to do a lot more than that. I think we can still do better at some things, and hopefully we'll be able to work on those and improve them. But it's good team win tonight. Got a lot of contributions from everybody, and it's good solid effort. Yeah, well, I think that's kind of the way it is against Manning. You gotta have a quarterback on the other side of the line of scrimmage, to deal with what they do. And, they formationists. They had a lot of different formations, empty looks, the tight ends outside, tight end, Thomas. They're all in different places. Hyde did a great job. He's, it's obviously tough losing Gerard in Buffalo, but, Hyde's really worked hard. With Matt and Pat Graham, spend a lot of extra time going over calls and adjustments and communication, and I thought he and Jamie, worked well together today too, along with some of the communication with Rob and Akeem. But High's kind of at the center of that. He did a fabulous job against a tough offense too. It's not easy. So we try to do every week. We try to have a game plan and go out there and execute it. So I don't see where it'd be any different next week. It'll be a different game plan, a different matchup, obviously, but we'll try to do the same thing next week that we did this week. We did the week before. We've been doing for the last 15 years. I don't really see it much differently. Yeah, you never have it down. They do a great job of adjusting. They see what you're doing, and they attack it, and they've seen it. Manning's seen every coverage. He's seen every look there is, and once you give him something, he's got something to attack it with. So you got to be able to defend that or move on to something else. You just can't. It's not going to be able to do one thing against him and the type of offense they have. There's no way. It's the same thing that Denver does with Thomas. It forces different matchups and different coverage adjustments, or it doesn't, and then you live with what you have out there. So we've been down that road before. If they asked Denver that, how they felt about it. But that's what we're trying to do, is create adjustments, create matchups, see what they want to do.
Bill, Payne threw for 400 yards, but holding a team like that to 21 points, is that about the best you can expect to have any defense go, considering where they put it?
I thought we had a couple chances in the red area. First touchdown was on a 3rd and 10 interference call, so... there's still things we can do better, But look, they're a good team, so it's not like they're not going to make some plays out there. But we just got to try to keep making more of them, and we always got to try to play good in the red area. That's what sort of points come from.
I know it's not until January, but I think there's a good chance you might see them.
right now, I think there's a good chance we're going to see Indianapolis. Yeah, well, I mean, we've worked on that since, you know, the beginning of camp. You know, Tom does a great job of being aware of, you know, all situations down, distance, score, you know, alignments, formation adjustments, and so forth. So, you know, he did a great job of keeping the play alive. He did that again last week. And, you know, it's one of many things Tom does well. But, you know, you got to know what you need. And, yeah, no, it's definitely not the way you draw it up. But that's, you know, puts a lot of pressure on the defense. The longer the play extends, then the more separation there is between that underneath level and the deep level. And, you know, you either catch and run plays or you get an opportunity to find a seam in there. And our receivers did a good job of that. A couple times today that came up, and you know, Tom did a good job of hitting them. I don't know. Look, everybody plays a role in the offense, and so doesn't really, not really that important who gets it or how it comes. Just as long as we get it, we use different people, and so one guy gets it or other multiple guys get it. As long as we're producing, we're moving the ball and scoring points, we're doing the right thing. That's the idea. It's not about a bunch of stats and stats this and stats that. Like, we're not playing fantasy football here. We're trying to win.
Bill, how much fun did you have watching Rob Gronkowski make a great one-hand catch?
Yeah, it was a great play. We've seen Rob make a lot of those. But, you know, I was trying to do my job.
But what is it about Brandon Browner's skill set that allows you to move around a little bit? That looked like he was lining up in different spots.
Yeah, well, everybody lined up in different spots today, so. You know, they all do a good job of that. They work on versatility. We've done that since the beginning of training camp. And this is a good example of it today with all the different formations that Denver uses. There are a lot of situations where we had to vary our alignments to match up for one reason or another. So everybody's been doing that. I think, you know, Coach Boyer, Coach Flores in the secondary, Matt Patricia, you know, Pat Graham, those guys have done a great job with our coverage players and, you know, having that versatility to do different things and being able to play coverages from different alignments and that kind of thing. We've had to do that all year. So, you know, going all the way back to the Miami game with Clay or, I mean, right down the line. And I'm sure we're going to see more of it as the year goes on. So it came up today, but it's been coming up all year. That was a huge play. You know, that we had pressure up the middle, I think it was from Jamie. And Rob dropped out. Looked like, you know, again, it was a combination of, you know, team defense, pressure, coverage. I know, again, Rob, as we've talked about many times, has a great instinctiveness for finding the ball, whether it's stripping the ball, recovering fumbles, intercepting passes, getting his hands on balls. He's just got, you know, he's got that sixth sense of getting the ball. And, that was a great play by Rob.
Bill, we talked about Julian Edelman and
punt return at that time. Yeah, another big play. You know, it was kind of a crazy play. I mean, we should have blocked the punt. We, you know, the Colquitt dropped the snap. We just didn't finish the play on the front end of it. And then, you know, he actually got off a decent ball. Our gunners did a good job. Our vice did a good job on their gunners. You know, Julian made a couple guys miss, got outside. Looked like Casillas made a good, you know, pull off there at the end so to not get a foul. But just kind of looked like Denver's coverage kind of got compressed into the middle of the field. And, you know, once Julian got kind of out there towards the numbers, then there really wasn't anybody left until he cut it back on about the 30-yard line. So, again, our punt return team's been working really hard all year at those plays. It was a big play for us last week in the Chicago game. And you know, I know Julian was disappointed he didn't score on that one, but he, you know, he scored tonight, and it was a great run. But, again, it takes, you know, 11 guys out there you know, all doing their job. It's not just the returner. And, so you got to give a lot of credit to the rest of the guys on that unit. You know, Amendola was the short guy. I mean, he did a good job of, you know, knocking the first gunner off to get Julian started. I mean, that was probably the key block to get us going. And then, you know, Julian made a couple guys miss, and we had good effort hustling down the field. So that was a huge play in the game. Yeah, I mean, they're two great players, but right now we're just focused on this game.
Will you share at all what your message was to the team after the win?
No, what I talk to the team about is between myself and the team. It's the way it always is.
What were your thoughts on the conditions throughout the way they played out? The snow early in the day, clear in the field, the wind.
About what?
Similar
to last week. I think it was kind of similar to what we saw against Chicago. There was definitely a favorable wind from the lighthouse end down, kind of from our bench to their, you know, kind of the quarter of the field down there by the lighthouse down to their end. I think that was somewhat of a factor. I think it affected the kicking game more than it affected the passing game. That's what it looked like to me. Well, what we did tonight, when we had one guy deep, it was Danny. And we had two guys deep, which we did on the scoring play. Then Julian was the deep guy, and Danny was the short guy. So it was a two deep look. It was a different formation, if you will. Well, I think you got to, as I said earlier, I think you got to change up what you do against Peyton Manning. You can't do the same thing all day. I mean, that's not the way to go. So I'm sure there were a lot of different things that we did tonight with different players to try to, depending on the formation, depending on the call, what, you know, options we had on that we tried to, you know, try to keep them off balance a little bit. I thought our players did a good job of that, of, you know, communicating those change-ups and adjustments and, you know, try. I mean, obviously we had a few problems out there, but I think we, you know, got a few of them right and caused them some problems somewhere along the line too. At least I hope we did.
Thanks, Coach.
So, okay, thank you.